This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Fall is generally considered the best time to plant trees in Kansas. However, spring is a great time for providing care to trees in the home landscape, focusing primarily on pruning and general maintenance. Last week, K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini discussed evaluating storm-damaged trees to determine whether it should be salvaged or replaced, and the need to remove tree suckers that develop within several inches to feet from the trunk of trees. This week, she covers mulching around young trees, as well as the need to provide water to all trees this spring and summer, especially when we experience periods of little to no rainfall. Cynthia says horticulturists are big fans of using mulch around trees.
Yes, we are huge proponents of mulching. And mulching, as many of you already know, it provides a number of benefits. One of them being it helps retain moisture in the soil. And as we get into summer, and I've already been seeing predictions of drought later in the summer, retaining that moisture is more and more important. As trees are expensive, they're expensive to purchase when they're small, they're more expensive to purchase large ones, but they're also expensive to raise from that small size up into beautiful mature trees. And losing one of those trees to drought is really unfortunate. So start off when you plant your trees by putting a mulch ring around it. And what that is a layer 2 to 4 inches of an organic mulch like bark, and put it down so that it covers the entire area beneath the canopy of the tree. So the canopy is as far as the branches reach out. You want to leave a space, though, away from the trunk. So about 2 to 4 inches or so away from the trunk is where you'll start that mulch ring. And the reason you don't want the mulch right up next to the trunk, there's a couple reasons, but one of the reasons that you want to have a mulch ring that distance around the tree is so that grass and weeds are not growing right up next to the trunk, and you're not having to use your maintenance equipment, your mower and your weed whacker, right up next to the tree. So it helps protect your tree from being damaged from those tools.
We also want to make sure that we're getting the proper amount of water. As you mentioned, it could be dry, and we need to make sure that the tree is staying healthy.
Exactly. Monitoring your trees regularly for their water needs, that goes on for a few years after planting them. Sometimes people think, well, that tree is 5 years old. I don't need to water it anymore. Well, we do need to consider how dry the soil is getting. We do go for long stretches of time without having any precipitation sometimes during the summer. And supplemental water may be necessary during those times. So we definitely need to be monitoring the health of our trees throughout the growing season.
Trying to avoid that stress, because that's when we start seeing disease concerns.
Absolutely. There are diseases, there are insect pests like borers that are going to take advantage of those trees that are already stressed, and the trees aren't able to combat them as well as they would if they were healthy. So we need to make sure we're keeping those trees in their optimal state as much as possible.
Like you mentioned, they really are an investment in your home landscape.
Absolutely. Trees add value to the homes. They provide us with shade. They're beautiful to look at. It's really important to be taking care of them.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on mulching around trees and making sure they have adequate moisture this spring and summer to keep them healthy heading into the fall. More information on tree care is available at all county and district extension offices, as well as in the April 29th horticulture newsletter from the K-State Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources. To find the newsletters, go to hnr.k-state.edu, click on the Extension tab, then select Horticulture Resource Center from the drop-down menu. There you'll find the current and past issues of horticulture newsletters. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.